It's Tuesday, the 19th of February, and it's minus 5 degrees Celsius. And it's another simply gorgeous morning. The sun hasn't broken the rooftops in the distance yet, but I can see it coming bit by bit. It's very calm, very still. Absolutely lovely here this morning, although it is cold. Clear blue skies all around. Can this really be 3 days in a row? This would be some kind of record for us. Three gloriously clear sunny days in a row. I don't think we even get that in our summers now. Of course, the consequence of clear blue skies at this time of the year for us is frost, but can live with that, absolutely. I'm feeling just a little bit weak this morning. But there's a reason for that, and it's because I have an appointment this morning, the surgery, for 8:45 a.m. for a fasting blood sugar blood test. So I was instructed nothing after 9 p.m. last night. Well, I don't have anything after that anyway, but nothing at all until the blood test. So all I've had this morning is a small glass of water. I haven't had my porridge, and I haven't had my wee strong espresso coffee. And I'm not standing here with a cup of tea in my hand. So my right hand is in my pocket, keeping warm. But I can feel the pangs. I can feel that lightheadedness. And you're used to taking in food at a certain time, and you don't take it. I'm not diabetic, at least not to my knowledge, and this is the reason. They're just keeping on top of my bloods, and they just want to do a regular check on this. So, well, there you go. So guess who's going to be a hungry wee bunny when they get back home about 9, hopefully just after 9. Me. I have the pot ready, I have my teacup ready, I have my coffee cup ready. Oh my. And I usually have a spoonful of honey. And I definitely can't take that if I'm going for a fasting blood sugar, can I? Oh, you see the things that we take for granted. What we think are just modest items in the morning or any time of the day. And then when we're denied them, they suddenly become voracious. I must have them. Of course, a side effect of all this is that my throat, you may detect, is very coarse because it's very dry and hasn't had its regular morning clearance by those drinks and foods that I normally take. So I'm really quite croaky this morning. And Mr. and Mrs. Blackbird are probably a wee bit croaky as well because they haven't had their porridge. Which is a real shame. But I wasn't going to make some porridge for them if I wasn't going to have any. They'll get it when I get mines. They'll survive. At least they're not going to the surgery. Loads of activity in the big beech tree this morning. There's wood pigeons and magpies and starlings. Goldfinches were down just as I came out, but they're very timid. I mean, they were down in my apple tree in the garden, but they're very timid, so they've flew away for now. They'll come back. I haven't seen my tree creeper since that day. Say my tree creeper, it could be someone else's tree creeper. Or maybe it's just that you really have to look hard to see them. My throat is really dry. I'm having to keep, to swallow regularly just to free it up. But what a beautiful morning. Absolutely stunning again. And I'll get the enjoyment of heading off through the parks over to the surgery in that wonderful sunshine this morning, and the frost and the hunger. I will be speeding back post haste. In the Glasgow parlance, I could say, I'm starving. Starlings are off south. South again. The sun's just about to breach the rooftops. Beautiful. Beautiful.